This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Is anyone out there? Trisha,
are you there and unable to find the right words? Or still fighting through that Cheesecake Factory size helping of vocal fry? Craig, are you there, even though you haven't been referenced for months, as it should be? Blast. Well, listening audience, I know I've really dropped the ball as far as developing a rapport with you, but apparently you're all I've got left. If you're hearing this, I've successfully built a working transmission device out of a discarded gnocchi press and a $3,000 lemon zester. Needless to say, I'm trapped in Italy, which was not the brand crossover I'd been angling for. Damn, the security guards are coming this way. Back into my faux rustic wine barrel. In the meantime, sit back and do what you will with this.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and many months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord and also to help the transition of power in Northeastia. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Badger Boy.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Badger Boy?
Doing pretty good. Feeling my oats. I like this new nickname, Badger Boy. It was right there the whole time.
I know, and I've got to say, I'm just glad that I'll never have to say that other name again.
Oh, you'll say it at some point. But for now, Badger Boy, I'm a Badger Boy. Ooh, fast horses, Badger Boy. Yeah. Arnie, we're fast horses. Did you get a tattoo like I did?
Oh, no.
I thought we were getting tattoos.
Oh, I didn't really. I kind of nodded and went, oh, mm-hmm.
You were holding my hand while I got it. What were you thinking? Did you check out that hard?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, are my hands sweaty?
It's a horse on wheels. You know, fast horse, get it? And I thought they were stink lines, but they're quick lines behind him.
Oh, yeah. It just looks like you got a tattoo of a horse with fat feet farting.
Well, now I love it even more.
Speaking of a horse with fat feet farting, I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known here in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. But now, I am known as one of the fast horses. That's right.
Yeah, baby.
I've joined this new street gang that consists of myself, Arnie, and Badger Boy. And now, with our group tattoos, mine's here down in my throat, if you look at it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly like Chunk's, except mine are stink lines. No,
it's exactly like Badger Boy's.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, force of habit.
No need to be sorry. I think the Badger Boy was implied.
Yeah, stay golden, Badger Boy.
Why are you smirking?
You know what? Some Earth people are loving it. The ones that are my age and older.
Well, I think it's good that we've formed this gang because it'll help us work together to help put Tom Blaine on the throne where he finally belongs after lo these many years.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. I hope this doesn't cause inner gang strife. I've decided not to support Tom Blaine for the king anymore.
Wow.
First the tattoo and now this?
Yeah. You know what? I just reflected on it and I was like, he stabbed me a lot of times. Like, lot of times. And I'm not going to get in the way of him being king, but it's like, I'm kind of a one-issue voter and don't stab me.
I think we pretty firmly established that you have a very stabbable face, though.
Yeah, and could the first six or seven times been an accident and then it was just like a force of habit?
Okay, fine. One more, but here's the thing, and I'm holding strong on this. If he stabs me one more time, I'm not going to support him to be king. And now, I'm sticking to that.
I disagree. I think it was really funny the first time he stabbed you. It was really funny the third time he stabbed you. And now it'll be funny again like the 24th time he stabbed you. Then it'll be hilarious.
It's just a numbers game. Oh, also, Usidor, I want you to know, Arnie and I have been talking. And we've decided that from now on, when you say your name, we're going to interrupt you again.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, we came up with a new thing. We're going to say, we're going to try and time it right. We were too scared to try it this time. But we're going to try and time it right to where we say, goodness gracious, Great Halls, Tarakas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that
fun? I don't dislike that one, actually. That's the first thing I've actually liked that you've tried to interject into my name. Let's try it. Let's take a test run.
Okay.
I know it, but just for a second, what is it again? I know it.
You came up with this. Goodness gracious, Great Halls, Tarakas.
Okay, that's right.
Braham.
And we say that when he mentions his first name?
Uh-huh.
Well, now I hate it. Now I'm back to hating again.
Oh, come on. Fast horse.
Fine, let's just try.
Fast horse. Come on. Fast horse ride together.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow.
Goodness.
Manipulator of Magical Delights. You didn't really do it together there.
No, I realized I was a little early on it. So
Arnie, buddy.
Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion
Goodness
of the
gracious, Great Halls, Tarakas.
Arnie, buddy,
how about I handle the speaking part? And want you, right up top, just make a big old wet fart noise.
Okay.
Big guy, can you handle that? Big old fart noise? Can you do that, big guy? Yeah, you got this. Try it out.
I mean,
big old wet mess. Come on, with your mouth. Come on, buddy.
You know what? I don't support you for king anymore either.
What?
Who is your favorite for king then?
You know what? I really like Sir Scooten, but unfortunately he's dead as hell. So
he's dead as hell.
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm consenting to this, but here, let's try it with the big wet fart at top. I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights.
Arnie, now's your time to shine.
You missed the
I'm sorry.
Window.
I shit my pants.
Well,
I hate
at
it
least
here.
The show's free.
I hate it here. I hate it here. I'm going to shapeshift over my tattoo.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. And remember how
makes sense.
Remember how those skinny dogs stole my tail? Look, I can just... I got a new one.
Oh.
Here, I'll rip it off. Here, Arnie, hold this tail. Got a new one.
Oh, see? Wow. Consequence free.
Yeah, everybody gets a tail.
Oh, wonderful.
Look at your chairs. Tails.
We've all got tails.
Oh, sounds like there's a pervert coming.
Arnie, use the door. Chant. What? I've got a tale for you.
Oh, you wait, you have a tale for me?
I have got a tale.
Oh, please.
Quick, chant. Hold this mead.
Okay.
Okay. Usador, hold my bag.
Of course.
Arnie, hold this dagger in your stomach.
No. Oh, Arnie, he's got a tale to tell. Come on.
Wait, this is going to be a wonderful tale.
Okay. All right. I've got something, and I need the three of you to help me. Oh my god, did someone shit their pants?
And here's the thing, it was before I was stabbed. For once.
Okay, I can't worry about that right now. Today is a big day. You all remember the love of my life that I left Northeastia.
The stage?
Well, yes, I mean, of course. But even before that.
Yourself? You always say stay true to yourself.
Yes, that's true. My number three love of my life, who I left Northeastia because my parents wouldn't let me marry her.
Oh, I know. Call on me.
Let's see. The blue one.
Rhiannon, the milkmaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She moves like a bell in the night.
What does that mean? Does she shake her hips back and forth? And there's a dong in there somewhere?
There's a what's this?
What?
You know, a bell.
Listen, I don't really like you speculating about whether or not there's a dong inside of my true love, all right?
That's fair.
Sorry.
But the point is, I thought I couldn't be with her. Well, now I'm back, and I want to go speak with her, but the problem is, I've been fucking a nut.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Alice P. Korn, was it not?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Alice P. Korn was it was.
Well,
I gotta be honest. If I was Rhiannon and I heard that you were fucking nuts, I would want nothing to do with you.
Well, it is a red flag if someone is clearly fucking nuts. But listen, I'm going to go see Rhiannon for the very first time since I left. I'm wondering, Alice P. Korn is in that bag. Okay?
Oh.
If I leave, will you distract her so she doesn't know where I am and keep her busy until I come back?
Oh, certainly. We would be glad to do this for you, Tom. Well, you see...
Wait, hold on just a second. You're saying your girlfriend's in this bag and will we keep her busy while you go talk to some other woman?
Come on. What guy hasn't done this for his buddy? Your girlfriend's in a bag... You talk to the girlfriend in the bag while you... Come on,
also,
let me frame
this a different way. You're saying that the nut that you sometimes have in your butt is in this bag, and you want us to deal with it.
Mm. That does put a different spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Lane, perhaps you need to make a clean break with Alice, and then go speak to Rhiannon, because if you're not in love with Alice, she deserves to know.
But Alice is the love of my life.
I thought you just said Rhiannon was...
What's Rhiannon?
Well, yes, but my number three, but the love of my life is the stage. But okay. The love of my life is myself. But the love of my life is Rhiannon. But the love of my life is Alice P. Korn.
Oh. Mm. Well, Rhiannon was number three, and Alice P. Korn was number four. So that's something.
Does this mean it's like you're thinking about having an emotional affair, but you're just not sure with which one?
I think that I would like to have an emotional affair... with sexual components.
So you want to fuck some sexual components?
I just want to be in an emotional relationship where I also have sex.
Ah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, it seems just like a relationship to me. Much like any relationship, you know, between a man and a wife, or a wife and a wife, or a husband and a husband, or Arnie and Chunt. Where there's emotional stakes with a lot of sexual contact.
I have one quibble. Badger boy.
Sorry, badger boy.
Thank you.
It's a force of habit.
Well, just because you have one quibble doesn't mean you can't use it on two people.
Well said.
Listen, haven't you ever loved two things that are in conflict to each other?
I guess I love both my buttholes, and they're next door to each other, but they are sworn enemies.
I mean, Arnie, don't you love Foon, but you also love staying away from Earth?
Well, it's not that simple.
I know the pain you feel, Tom Blaine, for I, of course, love my good sweet lady, Genlevia the Red, the most powerful red wizard that has e'er walked Crossfoon. Yet I cannot help but turn mine eye to that Germ Crust, who, in another lifetime, in another parallel timeline, we saw me fall in love with her.
We've all been in love with someone, but then woken up with crust in our eye.
100%, and not to bring it back to me, but just in case, I'm sure everyone's curious, I've actually drawn a line between my two buttholes, just so they both stay on their side of my butt. You know, because there's been a lot of infighting and a lot of territory, you know, scrambles, so... just in case people were wondering, because my love is also valid.
Go, Tom Blaine, speak your heart. Let the inner truth of your love be heard. And then if it doesn't work out, come back here and let the other inner truth of your love be heard.
Okay, take care of my butt nut.
Here, I'm just going to open this sack here.
Wait, but before you do, I just got to say, and I mean this for real. Uh-huh. I know he just stabbed me, but yeah. If he does it again, I am not going to support him for being king.
Okay. Do you want me to heal you? Is that what this is about?
Please.
Oh, yeah, you can heal.
Very well.
Please, Daddy Magic.
Eroth Tarol Tulchahalas Chalantarakath.
Can I just say, and I don't know if this is just me noticing this, anytime Tom Blaine Belleroth says, hold my mead, he then does and says the craziest shit. It's very impressive.
Yeah. All right, who's opening this bag? I prefer not to touch it with my hands.
Well, he handed it to me. I'll open it here. Let's see. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, you know what? I don't think we've actually met before.
Hello.
I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm from another world. I know you were on Get Nuts, rival podcast, but I'm the host of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, I've never heard of this podcast. I'm a huge fan of Getting Nuts, and I was on their 2000th episode. It was a huge, huge honor, and I just can't even imagine doing any other podcast, but I guess here I am now.
Alice, Arnie was jealous he couldn't make that show.
As well he should have been.
Alice, we're very happy to see you again. It's been so long.
I'm so happy to see you. Thank you for opening the nutsack.
Of course. My pleasure. Anytime I can, search around the nutsack and find something fun to take out, I always do it.
Good for you. Listen, are we alone? Did Tumbling run off?
Well, actually, Isor, do you mind opening the bag a little bit bigger? Just because there's not a light, not a lot of light coming in. So just hey there. Just so you know,
hi.
It's Joel Chunt, but I'm also now going by Badger Boy. It's my gang name.
Oh, good for you, Badger Boy.
Thank you so much. Wow, thank you so much, Alice.
You're so welcome.
Tom Blaine had, what did he have? He had to change his guys.
He had to change
his
guys.
One word at a time.
He had to change his guys.
You know, I was already in disguises. He had to change up his guys.
Oh, change his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because I thought he was leaving me here with all of you so that he could go talk to Rhiannon, the love of his life, and tell her that, we can cut the shit, guys, because I need your help. I need your help. I need you guys to focus up.
Okay.
Tom Blaine is going to come back here in a few minutes, and he is going to be distraught because he's not going to be able to find Rhiannon and tell her that he is back and he has always loved her.
Shit.
And he always
Holy shit, you
for
killed
her.
Rhiannon.
You killed Rhiannon.
Oh, no. Goddesses, no.
No.
That's nuts.
No, nuts can't kill people. No, I mean, they can anaphylactic shock, but they can't, you know. I mean,
anaphylactic?
Yes, we go way back.
I dated Anna.
No way.
Yeah, two weeks.
Did you look directly at her?
No way. You're Chunt?
Yes. Well, Badger Boy, but yes, I am Chunt.
She used to talk about you all the time. This is crazy. Aww. This is nuts.
That is nuts. We're getting nuts. This is Usurer of the Blue.
This is Chunt.
And we're
getting nuts. Arnie, welcome to Getting Nuts. We're here today with Alice Peacorn, and we're talking about the fact that Tom Blaine is not going to find Rhiannon. I am very vexed and curious about how you know that.
Yes, okay, so I'm just going to cut to the chase here because we don't have a lot of time. And
I have a lot of time.
Okay, well, I feel like I don't because he's going to be looking for Rhiannon and he's not going to find her. He's going to get distressed and he's going to come back to his boys and want more advice, okay? So while I'm out of the nutsack, let me tell you the following.
I haven't found her yet. I'm looking for Rhiannon. Maybe I'll come back to my boys soon. I'm getting distraught.
God love his asides. They're very, very helpful for timing. So here's what I want to tell you guys, and I need your help with this because I'm in a bit of a pickle. This nut's in a pickle.
That sounds kind of delicious in a non-intuitive way.
Kind of briny?
It is. You've got the acidity, and then you've got the sort of umami of the nut. They go well together. You don't think that they would pair well together, but they really are a nice combination. Wow. Okay. We digress. Okay, so about 17 moons ago, Tom Blaine and I, the I being Rhiannon, reveal.
You have Rhiannon's eye?
No.
You stabbed at her eyes with your little nut butt?
God, you guys really paint me out to be a violent nut. I am very passive, okay?
Okay.
But here is my truth, and oh, God, this is just really extremely awkward. I knew that Tom Blaine and I could never be together because we were of different strata, right? Mm-hmm. His parents said, you cannot be with this woman. She is merely a milkmaid. We were devastated. He ran off to start a new life, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. I could never get over him. So I followed him over hill and mountainside through crevice and gully, and I secreted a way to become something that would be more palatable to him. Uh-huh. And I've been disguising myself as an acorn.
What the fuck?
Okay. Let me ask this question.
Yes.
What is it exactly that made it seem like being an acorn would be more sexually stimulating than, say, being a human woman?
Okay. It's not about sexual stimulation at all. Okay. That is what a lot of people misconstrue about nuts, right? They're like, oh, she's a nut. She must like X, Y, Z in bed.
I actually assume sexual stimulation with milkmaids.
Oh, see, that is interesting. See, I don't because, and I think that must be like a male-female driven conversation because as a milkmaid, my job is to go around and express the breasts of the women in the village and gather the milk for the newborn babes.
Oh.
And I think a lot of men are like, ooh, boobs. Like, that means something sexy, whereas most women are like, this is an odd function of my body that is to support life, and I don't understand why men have nipples, too, and can't express milk. So I get the whole thing. I think there's some sort of misinterpretation there. It's like, oh, the lusty milkmaid.
Who gets the milk from the cows?
Oh, that's the cow milker.
Oh.
Arnie, that's a cow milker. What a dumb fucking question.
I don't know. It's different on my world, I guess.
What did you think cow milkers did?
You know, Stuart, he's got like a long gray beard.
Oh, he wears his hat to the side.
Yeah, he's a real cow milker.
He's not sexy at all.
No. Thank you. No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure somebody finds Stuart very sexy. To each his own, right?
Right.
I'm not here to judge what people find stimulating or not stimulating. I mean, I'm a freaking nut that's been in a butt for the last 3 years.
Now, how did you become a nut if you're really Rhiannon?
Well, I went to go see this present company. I feel very, very awkward using this terminology. I think he was a wizard. I did not check his credentials.
All right.
He said that he had done very many magicked events. I didn't see any certificates hanging on his wall.
You went to a caterer.
Did he use those exact words?
He did. And at the time, I thought, well, only a wizard would use such a broken vernacular. And so I, you know, that sort of sealed the deal for me. And so I said, I am in love with a man who is many stations above me. I am only the woman who goes around expressing the nipples of the women of the village in order to feed the newborn babes. We can never be together. He has been banished, but he has run off to start a new life. I would like to bump into him and see if we might connect on another plane, right? Just because he sees me as this person he can never be with. Yeah. What would be something that would be so mundane and everyday that he just simply couldn't object? And so the wizard said, I will return you to nature. And I was like, that sounds great. I did not realize I was going to be an acorn in a freaking tree waiting to sort of be discovered. I mean, what I do enjoy wearing a hat. So that was like a great, I liked that part of it.
I've got to say, looks great. It's
Thank
adorable.
Thank you very much. And I wear it I mean, I've done what I can with it, with the jaunty angle. But anyway, cut to the forest. Tom Blaine is like, I'm an actor. And I'm like, sure you are. Everybody is. But then, you know, he's a series of bats and he's quite convincing. And there I am naturing it up. And we did, in fact, the wizard, fake wizard, magicked, not a word. He did a great job. And he allowed us to reintroduce ourselves to each other. And basically, Tom Blaine is the love of my life, but I've been acting like another person in order to be with him. And now he thinks that he is actually in a love triangle that he is not. And it is killing me. I don't mean to suggest I haven't enjoyed being his butternut, but I do think that there could be more for us. But I feel like I've gone too far and I've lied to him. Any questions before he comes back?
You know, I thought I'd have questions, but this is very similar to the 12th night. Remember in the old king's service, he had 15 nights, and the 12th night started to act real weird and turned himself into a nut?
Do you remember that? And then the nut found his true love, but then was afraid to reveal his true self after a period of years.
Yeah, this is similar to that.
Very similar to that.
Hmm.
Oh, I think I hear Tom Blaine approaching. Quick, back in the bag.
So, did you find her?
No, I'm distraught.
You're running a lot. Like, you are very winded every time you come in here.
Yeah, that's true. I should probably lose some weight. Here, let me take one of the knives off my belt. Hold this, Arnie.
Arnie, you tried to put it into your hand, to be fair. Well, Tom Blaine, I'm glad that you came back to your boy's knife.
Boy's knife?
No, boy's knife.
Because we're here to support you. Whatever you need, whatever.
Boy's knife.
Thank you. Whatever kooky reality is really happening, I just want you to know that the three of us are here for you, whether you are happy or sad.
Well, right now, I'm sad because I finally got up the courage to talk to Rhiannon, and I can't find her. The only person I can find is Stuart the cow milker, who, by the way, is impossibly sexy.
Well, it's mostly the job, right?
Yeah, he always dumps that.
Yes, oh my God, because you sort of imagine, like, he's going around and he's squeezing udders, but, like, what's happening, you know?
Tumbling, can I say, you're looking for Rhiannon and you can't find her. Well, you might say that you have Rhiannon in the bag.
Wait a minute. She's in Bagsville. Exactly. Of course, she's traveled to Bagsville.
Well,
the
I call
next
it
town over.
I mean, I call it cornhole, but I'm a local, so.
Yes, I do believe that's true, Tumbling. You should rush up to your quarters and get your best traveling cape and get ready to leave.
Yes, Bagsville. That's it. That's where I'll find the answer. That's where I'll find my love. As long as I don't get distracted by Stuart. God damn. All right. I'm going to go up and get my very best traveling cloak. I'll be back. Better get my lungs up to start to run.
Wait. Him breathing like that means he's starting to run?
Why is he winded when he's done running, but then he works up to running?
He's processing extra air, I think, to get ready to run. Makes sense
to
me.
All right.
Now, Badger Boy, Ani, I want you to talk to Alice P. Korn. I'm going to go find Stuart and make sure he's out of the picture.
Oh, shit. Badger Boy, is Usador going to kill Stuart?
I don't think so. I mean, the way this episode's going, he'll probably turn him into something, right? Like a cow?
Oh. Something too big to put up a butt.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Challenge accepted.
I'm going to open this bag. Alice.
Yes. Is he gone? Was he here?
Yeah.
Is he... Okay. What did he say? Tell me everything.
Well, let's see. First he said...
Oh my God, he needs to lose some weight. I know. Maybe you guys could talk to him about that.
And then he said that he couldn't find Rhiannon anywhere and didn't know what to do about that. And I kind of phased out at that point and was still just thinking about his breathing. Badger Boy, am I forgetting anything else?
And he, just to be clear, he mentioned something about Stuart, but just like very platonically. He was just like, Stuart keeps it real, like...
Of course. There's like no way that you could see Stuart and be like, oh my God, I'm intrigued in any way. Yeah. You just see Stuart and you're like, there's a thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And he was par for the course. So just know that.
Par. Okay. But do you think he suspects that the reason he can't find Rhiannon is because I am actually Rhiannon masquerading as a tiny acorn that has been up his butt?
No, get ready for this. Brace yourself. He thinks she's in Bagsville.
In Bagsville?
Yeah. I mean, I know it as cornhole, but...
Yeah, me too. Where are you from?
I'm from Pog's Face.
You know, Alice, I feel like, honestly, good news. I don't think he'll ever suspect that you're Rhiannon. Like, I don't know what would make him make that mental leap. Like, you've explained it to me, and I'm not sure I understand it.
Isidore, buddy.
Don't worry. I am taking care of Stuart. To make sure that there's no chance that Tom Blaine and Stuart become entangled, I placed Stuart in a crystal coffin where he'll sleep until he's kissed by a prince.
Wait, what?
Fuck.
What?
Isidore, you sweet fucking fool.
So we'd be okay as long as... Tom Blaine's not a prince.
Yeah, he'll be king soon, and then he won't be able to wake up Stuart. We'll be fine.
But, okay, here's what I'm struggling with, and I could really use, like, some gal talk. Am I not deceiving the man I love in order to get what I want? Like, have I gone too far?
I think not.
You don't? Okay, tell me why.
No, because I, as a wizard, engage in strange and protracted courtings with my lady love, Genlevia the Red. Often, I appear in her house as a two-tier wedding cake, and then she flies through the window as a bat, and then a dog comes in, and it turns out that's a third wizard, our friend Blorth the Brown, and then we all reveal who we really are, and we all say, I'm in love with you, and then we all transform ourselves into stars and fly into the sky. Relatively, this is pretty normal.
And Alice, can I just say that it makes me so happy as a little badger boy for you to trust us with some girl talk.
Girl talk.
Girl talk.
Well, thanks. Should we all get tattoos?
Yes.
Yes, very much so. Well, I want mine to have stink lines.
Let's get tattoos. We'll take a quick break to do that, and we'll be right back with more Get Nuts.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow, the three of you got those tattoos so fast.
Thank you. Mine is a cow with wings, and it's laughing, but it kind of looks like it's crying.
Oh, are those stink lines?
Yeah, it's a smelly cow.
Oh, that's so sweet. Mine is, it's kind of like a bird, and it's like taking to the sky. You know, it's like a bird in flight.
Yeah.
Would you want to love it?
I think so. And actually, a kind of bird in flight, taken to the sky, that's what I asked for. But the artist drew a cow crying. So it's, I mean, we
yeah,
all, you know.
I was going to say, you're not getting, you didn't get matching tattoos?
You just we all tried. Like, we
hey,
tried.
Let's
we
all
tried.
Go get tattoos.
Right. Yes. Mine is a picture of your face, Ani, and beneath it, it says Girls' Night.
That would make a great shirt.
And those are definitely stink lines.
Those are definitely stink lines. Well, this one's actually blood splurting out where he got stabbed.
Aw.
So, Alice, I have a question, and I'm so sorry to dive right into this,
no,
but
please.
Here's one of the many things I don't understand about your situation specifically. So a wizard turned you into a nut.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it was a wizard.
And are you stuck as a nut, or can you change back into Rhiannon?
I'm not stuck as a nut. I spiritually and enveloped in a lie now for several mm-hmm. years, I am metaphorically stuck as a nut. But sure. No, I can just simply say the words. Sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't.
Whoa.
Her mounds.
Oh, well, Rhiannon, it is a pleasure to meet you as yourself for the first time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet all of you as well. You can see now why Tom Blaine just has no idea that it's actually me, and this lie is just, it's become cumbersome, and I feel like I can no longer do this, you know, to be authentic, right? Have any of you ever been in a relationship that's a complete and utter sham?
I've been in many sham relationships. Sometimes it's just a weird way to pass the time. Other times it's to achieve some goal of mine. Perhaps I'm seducing a force, one of the minions of darkness, to steal a particular weapon or scroll.
Wait, hold on. You've been doing that and you haven't been doing it on the podcast? You've been doing, like, sexy, evil seduction, and we haven't gotten a second of that audio on the show?
I do a lot of stuff between the weeks that we record this show. We record the show for 1 hour a week. The rest of the week, I'm out there fighting evil.
Yeah, we're all up to stuff. Like, not too long ago, I was dating what I thought was a raisin, but just turned out to be an old grape. So I got duped. Well, and I gotta say, when I found out, I was pissed. I kicked that grape right in his nuts, and I felt like an adult. Like it felt healthy, you know, to kick that grape in his nuts. For some reason, it didn't feel very sweet, but it was. I felt like an adult.
It sounds hard to chew.
It was hard to swallow for sure. Arnie,
I don't do anything all week. Like, I act. This is like the most I do all week is this podcast.
You don't try to sexily steal swords.
No. I don't sexually do anything.
Well, agree to disagree.
Oh, well, hey. Thank you, buddy. I'll take that.
He's doing it again. Usador, he's doing it again. That sexy modesty thing.
What? Me? Come on. Nah, I'm not a sexual being.
Sexy bod, sexy mod. Oh, here comes everyone. Be cool. Here comes Tom Blaine. We have a few minutes.
Wrong.
All right, sorry. I've got my best traveling cloak on, and I'm headed to Bagsville. Wait a minute.
There's no one standing behind me.
I thought I saw the movement of just something just dive right behind you, Gasmoines.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone behind me that you've been in love with. Your one true love.
Well, now that sounds suspicious. There's also no one behind me that you've been in love with.
And I don't do anything all week.
I saw the flash of something irresistible. Has Stuart the cow milker been here?
No.
Because he's the kind of person where you look at him and you go, there's a thing.
Sad story about Stuart, actually. An evil wizard put him under a sleeping spell and left him in a crystal coffin where he can only be woken by the kiss of a prince.
Wow. Well,
why are you looking around the room hungrily?
Because I'm just wondering if things don't work out in Bagsville. Okay. All right. I'm headed to Bagsville. How are things going with Alice?
Very well. She's decided to
reconsider your future together. She decided maybe she wants to become a tree.
Yeah, well, we always knew that was where things were headed.
Yeah, but I think that's something she'd have to, like, do on her own and really kind of figure out on her own, you know? It's like you can't really, like, be a tree with her.
Well, you know, not yet. But if I'm the king...
Yeah, you also can't have a tree up your butt.
Yeah.
Look, I've tried.
Well, you gotta work up to it.
For fun, you could have a threesome, but, you know, that can also be weird.
A menage a tree.
So I think, she's got a lot on her plate and she's looking to the future.
Perfect. This gives me time to sort things out with Rhiannon.
I heard a rumor, though.
What?
That she's
not... Didn't you hear he was getting ready to run?
Yes, but before you run all the way to Bagsville, I heard that she's, in the royal... cafeteria.
A cafeteria? Rhiannon's just in the royal cafeteria?
That's what I heard.
The RC... They've got delicious cola. All right, I'm going to run to the RC. I probably... You know what? If I'm not going all the way to Bagsville, maybe I should take my dagger here. You know what? On second thought, no. I'll leave it right here.
Don't!
Oh.
All right, I'm off to the RC. Watch over Alice while I'm gone.
Oh, we shall. This is not very far away. Why is he?
Why is he putting two fingers up to his neck? I think he thinks he's more athletic than he is.
Is the coast clear?
Yes, you can come out from behind me now.
Coast is clear.
I about 100 times. I wondered if I should just appear from behind your cloak and say, "It's me, the one that you love." But I got distracted by his heavy breathing and. And then he lingered on the Stewart thing, and that, God, being out of the bag is complicated.
I think you have to consider this. Do you really think he didn't know it was you the whole time?
I never considered that.
I mean, you sound exactly the same.
Yeah, I could see why he might be confused, but I can't hear why he might be confused.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not an actor. I mean, I thought I was doing kind of an acorn voice.
Oh.
Was I not?
Oh, do it again.
Yeah, do your acorn voice.
Hi, I'm Alice P. Korn, and I live in a tree, and I would like to date you.
And then your regular voice again?
Okay, here's Rhiannon. Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I'm the milkmaid of the village, and I would like to date you.
Could you do Rhiannon doing Alice?
Oh, totally. Hi, I'm Alice P. Korn, and I'm, like, pretending to be something I'm not.
Interesting. And now Alice doing Rhiannon?
Okay. Hi, I'm Rhiannon, and, like, I guess I have a job that's real?
Fascinating. Yeah, you're who?
What about Rhiannon doing Stewart? Because that might be your last-ditch effort.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my name is Stuart. I milk all the local cows, and I would be interested in having a long and meaningful relationship with you.
Oi, yeah, keep. That's Stuart over there.
Oh my God,
Stuart! It's Krefnan.
I'll catch you later,
Krefnan!
Dude.
Krefnan, what have you been up to, Krefnan?
Oh, Stuart, I didn't know you were here. It's Krefnan, the carriage driver.
Hey, Krefnan, I'm just finishing up with my boys. I'll catch you.
It's been a while since I've seen you, Stuart. You're looking great.
Thanks. It's diet.
Yeah, and we also, us boys, just shaved his beard. So we're just trying
to
make...
You gave him boobs.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
Well, naturally, boys' night. Yeah. Hey, listen, Stuart, could I buy you a drink there?
Oh, God, you didn't hear? I gave up drinking. I would drink too much and abuse my mom, and it got real dark, and so I gave up the drink.
Well, nothing's more attractive to me than somebody who can admit their own weaknesses and start to grow from them.
Something about Krefnan I'm trying to remember now.
God damn it, Stuart. You only live once. You're looking incredible.
Oh, my... Okay, Listen, I'm just trying to hang with my boys. Boys' night. And
boys' night.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
I would. You know, it's great to see you too. I think you're getting caught up in the fantasy of time lost and who we used to be as younger men. And very flattered by all of this. But I would like to bid you adieu.
Maybe this will help. Oh, Krefnen, I don't know if you heard, we're kind of hanging out with
Stuart.
Wait,
is Krefnen in here? Oh, Krefnen is one of my favorite writers.
Sorry, Krefnen, I don't know if you heard, Stuart lost his job. He's no longer a cow milker.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You seem disappointed.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess everyone sort of fantasizes about what goes on with those cow milkers.
Listen, yeah. I hear you, but I'm on the dole, and it's real dire, and I'm probably going to get kicked out of my apartment, so that's not attractive at all.
Krefnen, you seem breastfallen.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to describe it. Listen, if you ever change your mind, you know where to find me. Driving carriage.
Okay, until next time.
Would it be crazy if we kissed?
Oh, God, yes, please.
Yeah, no, it would. No, it would be crazy.
Krefnen, read the room, buddy.
Oh, sorry. Hey,
it's,
listen.
You know, no means no, and anon means anon, so see you. I'll see you anon.
All right, well, anon means anon. Okay. I go run out to my carriage.
Wait a second. I have a crazy theory.
What?
Was that not Krefnen? Is it possible?
I don't know. The breathing sounded really familiar. Was it just me?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I being punked? Does he know that I have been acting like an acorn this whole time, and so then he just came back and act like the carriage driver to get me to be seduced by him, thinking that I was actually Stuart, when my Stuart voice, you guys, is not that good?
I mean, it makes as much sense as anything here, and I just want to reiterate, thank goddesses, this podcast is free.
Yeah, and it's only about as confusing as 12th night.
12th night?
Do you think they'll teach this episode in schools?
Oh, for sure, 100%. Like, semester's worth. Not even just, like, visited in the canon of, like, some larger, like, early podcasting. No, this will be, like, semester-long deep dive.
So here's my theory. I think it's just as possible that Tom Blaine disguised himself as Krefnen and then just totally by coincidence ran into you as Stuart and really thought you were Stuart.
Okay, wait a minute. Is Tom Blaine a fucking idiot?
I mean, I think so.
Wait, now that you say it, yeah, I can see it.
Because, okay, we have established that I am not that great at disguise. He just attracted to anybody who gives him the time of day. Man, woman, nature, tree,
it's
appendage.
Possible. That is all very possible. But what is really important here is that you love him.
I do love him.
You must speak the truth, your truth, unto Tom Blaine.
Oh, and speaking of willy-nilly, who's this red-headed stranger? Oh, it's O. Krefnen, the author.
I couldn't help but overhear some people were mentioning my name and my stories at this table.
Oh, yes, we're all huge fans of Krefnen. I love how all of your stories start with an interesting twist, but then end up exactly the way you'd hoped.
Yes, well, I find in life that sometimes an ironic twist can bring people together.
Yeah, write it down, O. Krefnen. We don't want to hear it.
Well, the problem is I'm very old and I'm going to die.
Excuse me, O. Krefnen?
Yes?
I have a copy of one of your books here.
Which one?
The Lover and the Lace.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's an ironic tale, where it turns out that the lace was the lover the whole time. But the lace gave up the lover and the lover gave up the lace because they didn't know that they were each other.
What?
Dad, you just give to me your lover, take from me
your lace.
My lace. Okay, I was hoping that you could sign my book for me in the open cover, the jacket, first page.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Take this pen, please. And I want you to scribe this book to me.
To me?
No, to me.
Who's you?
Thank you for asking. Rhiannon.
Oh. Well, I'm going to die now.
He died in his own shocking twist, I suppose.
What a theatrical death that was. Really embellished and really evoked a lot of emotions within me. Never thought I would feel such pathos for an old man just dying. Dying here right in front of me.
And scene.
I'm not going to gasp because I knew it was you all along. Tom Blaine?
Rhiannon.
It's me, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon!
Yeah, that Rhiannon.
Oh, well, Crefton's taking off his red wig. It was Tom Blaine. Sorry, I'm just catching up.
Rhiannon, I'm so sorry. I pretended to be someone else. The worst thing a person can do to someone.
No. No, that's actually just totally run-of-the-mill, like, relationship foreplay stuff.
It is?
This is straight out of an O'Krefnan story.
I, too, have been pretending to be somebody else.
I know. Stuart. It's the only thing that can explain my mysterious pull to him.
No, not out in the world, but a few minutes ago here in the tavern, I was pretending to be Stuart, and I think you were pretending to be...
No, I mean earlier today, in the street, when I talked to Stuart.
Yes.
That was you, right?
No, that was not me. That was actually Stuart.
Oh. Okay.
Well, now, Tom Blaine, buckle up, because this next revelation is a little bit of a longer walk.
Yes, but because I've told the story once before, it's going to get real succinct now. I'm Alice Peacorn. I left the kingdom, secreted myself as an acorn, so that you, a series of bats, would fall in love with me and leave our stations in life and have the love affair that we've always wanted to have. I've been living a lie, but it's only been to be with you and to have the love that I know we could have together.
That makes perfect sense.
It does?
You see, I knew that you had to be Alice P. Korn and Stuart, because nothing else would explain...
No, honey. What? No, I'm not Stuart. I'm not Stuart. I was doing a Stuart voice a couple minutes ago here in the tavern, but I am not Stuart.
Yes, and I have to say something. Let me just stand up here. I'm part of this. I told her to do Stuart's voice. I'm part of this.
All right.
Sorry, I thought more people would... I'm just going to sit down. I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's all right, Badger Boy.
Yeah, keep
it's
going.
All right.
No, this Come makes on. Sense. This makes sense, of course. You're everyone I've ever loved. You're Rhiannon. You're Alice P. Korn. You're the bog troll I had sex with in...
I'm going to stop you there. Just those two people. And I'm begging you, please do not list any more people, because that will be soul-crushing and also, like... that nobody ever wants to hear that.
Right, of course. All right. But you were the fire swamp rat, right?
No.
What fire swamp rat, of course?
The people that I am and was.
Okay.
And it's two.
Yeah.
It's Rhiannon and it's Alice Peacorn.
Perfect. Yeah, those are the big ones.
Yep. And let's say who I wasn't. I wasn't Stuart.
Okay.
Can you say that?
You weren't Stuart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you were Stuart.
Nope, I just did a Stuart voice.
Well, but you can't say I'm not Stuart, but except that one time that I was Stuart. You understand?
Well,
that
wasn't one
confusing.
Of the big ones. That was when she was a Stuart Little.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, but you were a Stuart Little, too.
We needn't worry about Stuart any longer, for I have put a sleeping spell on him and placed him in a crystal coffin, and then the only way he'll ever wake is if a prince kisses him in 10 minutes...
And if he isn't kissed within 10 minutes, the coffin fills with acid and destroys his body, killing him instantly. And then a phoenix flies up out of the coffin and places a new notice on the town square for a new cow milker.
Well, it's clear what I need to do to demonstrate my love for you. Let Stuart be consumed with acid.
Oh, that happened a few minutes ago, probably.
Oh, well, perfect.
See, all that stuff that you just said right there, that's like real wizard shit. I don't know why I fell for that other guy that was like handing out flyers by the tarmac next to the roadway.
Yeah, you went...
You mean this guy?
Tom Blaine, I love you, but this is fucking exhausting.
No!
Rhiannon, have you considered dating other people? Like...
Not until this moment.
Arnie, now's not the time or place to make a move.
Boy, no. That's not what I meant.
No, I don't think that was a move. Nothing about him is sexual.
Yeah.
He's shit his pants, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
I've been sitting in it for the whole length of this episode.
We even took breaks, and he didn't take care of it.
I went into the bathroom during the break, but didn't do anything about it. I didn't clean myself up. But I'm still not the craziest person in this episode.
No.
But what a happy ending. Finally, these two lovers reunited once again. And now with Tom ascending to the throne, he shall be able to change the rules and marry whoever he doth wish.
Yeah, is that true? How it works?
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
I'm pretty sure you aren't allowed to say that.
What?
It's not yours to say.
Oh. Well, yes, queen.
Just say... Certainly that could be a possibility.
Certainly that could be a possibility,
okay,
queen.
Better. No. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that we've all said what we needed to say and borne our truth out into the world.
It's beautiful.
If you'll excuse us, we're going to go get Tom Blaine a stress test and a cardiographic examination.
See an apothecary immediately.
All right. Should we hurry?
No. No, we should walk extremely slowly.
But I don't want to waste any time. Now that I know that an entire future with my love awaits, I don't want to waste 1 minute.
Okay, here we go.
Sounds like a TARDIS getting ready to go.
What?
I don't know what you two should do, but I do think you both have found a gift. You've both found someone that has betrayed you exactly the same amount as you've betrayed them. And so maybe that means that you can make it work.
Yeah, a healthy relationship isn't about becoming the ideal version of yourself that the other person wants. It's about being your true self, not putting up any veneers. And it's about being... constantly slightly annoyed at the other person.
That sounds right. Rhiannon?
Yes?
Will you take my hand?
Yes.
Okay, and now hold it.
Okay.
Okay. Will you take my throne, my crown, my king's knob, all the things that a king holds, and hold them in your heart, as thus I will hold your teats in my heart.
I think the audible from one of the guys says it all. Just like the slight, like you had it, and then it's like you lost it.
Well, it's not...
You want me to hold your knob?
My king's knob.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the stick that a king holds.
Stop doing that with your hands.
No, the stick, you know.
Just stop. Yes, I understand. The scepter?
Oh, yeah, sure.
There they go. The two most in-love people I've ever seen.
Whoa! Guys, duck! A phoenix just flew by.
Goodbye, Stuart. You are too beautiful for this world.
Oh, wait, Tom Blaine's running after the phoenix.
Rounded drinks for the whole bar on Krefnin.
Wait, how the hell's Krefnin here?
Tom Blaine, let's go. We have to go. Jesus.
<Success. laughs>
I am required by law to remind listeners, Hello from the Magic Tavern is not a relationship advice show. If you find yourself taking cues from any of the characters about how to navigate adult dynamics and gender roles, talk to your doctor. Talk to a dog. Talk to an inspirational poster of wheat. Just don't do what we're doing. User or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Badger Boy was played by Adil Rafai. Prince Tomblaine Bellaroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for the Peabody Award-winning Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Alice P. Korn, the talking acorn, that's also Rhiannon the milkmaid, both of whom just want Sally Field to let them see the kids, was played by special guest Kate James. Kate is a writer for the Showtime show Work in Progress, season 2 of which will be coming out late summer, early fall, just as soon as all the CGI dragons have been added. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode was edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. The secret ingredient you didn't even know you wanted. The one mouse whisker in your 20-piece chicken McNuggets. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And now I've got to devote my efforts to getting out of here. One lone figure against all of Italy. Wasn't that a John Grisham novel? If it wasn't, it should be. John Cusack needs the work. Speaking of getting to work, time to rest for a bit. These macaroons slow you down.
Once upon a beat!
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.